I'm grateful.
Well, I had to accommodate. I mean, I saw someone over there. I hope I didn't lose anybody. But here, let's get on speaker here so we can be heard on Blog Talk. Amen. So here we are, where God has brought us together, each and every one of us, to take a journey. God has instructed and gave me direct precision on how to open up a Bible study for the people that I'm connected to. Now, what means so much about that is because the more we study the Word of God together, the more we become like-minded. It's very clear that we're giving instructions. And one of the biggest things, the biggest problems that we have is that we don't follow instructions. We kind of take it our own way. We kind of do it our own way. We kind of exclude or add what we want in there instead of what God has said should be in there. And we got to stop taking shortcuts. We have to start, we have to really start obeying the Word of God together. And I pray that those that are here, I see we have Instagram on, good evening. I see we have Facebook on. I'm live on Blog Talk Radio. I hope I can be heard there. And we're going to try to go anyway. YouTube, I know you guys are out there. Good evening. I know that LinkedIn and Twitter is out there with us this evening. So God bless you guys, and thank you for joining us for this journey. But as I was saying, that it's important as we become like-minded that we study together. And God said, do it. Mondays for the month of August, every Monday, let's study the book of Hebrews together. And what a better way to start. What a better way to start studying the Word of God other than in Hebrews, because if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, you are a child of God of the new covenant. And we're not hold according to the old covenant. We don't have any jurisdiction. Yes, we must divide the truth, because there's a lot of good lessons and good examples and good what not to do's in the old covenant. But if you are a child of God, a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, you are no longer held by older past things. You're in a new covenant. You're in a new set of standards. And so we must be together on these things. And as we study, get your notepads out, and we're going to take notes, and we're going to ask questions if possible and go further for next week. But let's first just understand what it is we're called to do as children of God. And I pray that everyone out there is right here with me as a child of God. If you're not, and just throw up a hand that you are an unbeliever and you want to know more about being a child of God, just put your hand up now. We can stop the whole show and talk about just that. But for those of you that say you believe and you follow, listen to this. Philippians chapter 2, that this is just for us starting off in a right mode. Remember, the way you start is the way you finish. If you start lazy, you're going to finish lazy. You can get good in the middle, but I guarantee you in the long run, you'll get lacked if you don't start right. And most of us don't start right. We start last, and we think because of our abilities and because of the things that God has given us that we'll be able to withstand. Watch this. If we're going to do this together, if we're going to put in time like this together to study the Word of God, we must be on one accord. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, my God, you better watch out. If there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy. So if there's any ways or any one of these essences of consolation, of comfort of love, of fellowship of the Spirit, any affection and mercy. So if you have anything in you that resembles God and what he represents, then he says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. We cannot go into Hebrews. We cannot go into John. We cannot go anywhere if we have not submitted, first of all, for the areas that we may have a little ability in. It doesn't make you lesser because you're a saint of consolation in Christ, or because you're a child of comfort of love, or because you are a fellowship of the Spirit and of any affection and mercy. If you have any of these characteristics, this is where we come together and see how that the body is many parts, and you must accept who you are as a part. We can just be doing this just to be doing it unless we are going to really go into this to be different than we've ever been before. Go to places we've never been and say, wow, this word is alive. This word is living. This word is effective. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love. See, when we get this word, it can't just because you love man or you know love of flesh. It's because you know real love. And what is real love? Real love is God. So we fulfill his joy by being like-minded, and we must have the same love. I can't, listen, I cannot comprehend the word of God of love and you not comprehend it the same way. It cannot be, now listen, he has different revelations for each and every one of us, and we know that to be true. We all operate in those things, but watch this. We cannot have a separate consolation in Christ. We can't have a different comfort of love. We can't have a different fellowship in the Spirit, affection and mercy. We must all be abound to these characteristics that come from God. And these are the things that make up the love, that make up the essence of where we can get it and be in agreement and be like-minded. When? Now. We got to stop wasting time. If I can say anything else, the word on yesterday, no more killing, no more stealing, and no more destroying in my life, no more. I'm not going to roll over, twist, and turn again. You will not kill. You will not. But guess what? That won't even work for me if the people that I believe in and the people that believe in me don't agree. We can shout it all day long. We can talk it all day long. But if the ones that are with me, connected with me, and those that I'm with and I'm connected with, if we aren't saying the same like-minded thing, then we are wasting our time. Aren't you tired of wasting time? I just got to ask that simple question. I'm tired of wasting time. Time is of the essence. And I need every bit of time that I can get, and so do you. But we can do so much things greater together than apart. And that doesn't mean you got to come merge with me and I got to come. No, that means that we partner together and we think alike. We want to reach the lost and unsaved at any call, any means necessary. That's why if we're going to study the Word of God, because I've had to study in Hebrews. And most people say, I can keep it to myself. No, I can't. But I must be linked up and connected with those that think like him, not like me. That see things differently in a dimensional state than a third dimension world. Be not what? See, you better look at that scripture. Most people look at that scripture and they don't look at the dimensional part of it. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which takes you to higher dimensions. You can go to heaven in your mind, my God. Hey, Jesus. And you can experience heaven right now. And together, we can do anything we put our minds to. So I just want to be very, 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 I mean, serious about this and say to whoever's out there, don't just waste God's time. Because God's time don't go nowhere. But our sure is creeping up on us. It's already August. August is burnt up. Before you know it, it'll be the 15th. Before you know it, it's the 1st of September. Oh, my God. Here we are in the last quarter. And we still are not making any moves or anything together. I know we see each other off distance. Oh, she's doing good. Oh, she must be doing good. We should already know that we're doing good because we're doing good together. Watch this. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, one accord. You can look at that so many different ways. Same love, same accord. That means when you get the same love together, you must transport the same accord. That means your instructions, That means the way you're going to move forward and the way you're going to do things no longer your way, but Yahweh. Yes, Prophet David, I used it again. Not your way, but Yahweh. And get it now. Watch this. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Have you ever tried just to find the goodness in the word that you get so excited about and give it to somebody else free of charge? That's why we're here. So as we go forward in this word, and man, the board was filled up. I need Pastor Terry back on Facebook. Everybody dropping off. I need Pastor Terry over there putting in them scriptures. But if we are not going to do it together, see, Minister Terry can tell you that. Minister Terry with the T-H-E-R-R-E. Unity is the key. And we keep playing with that lightly instead of being effective in the one. So when we study the word of God, we must be like-minded. We must be of same love. We must be of the one accord and of one mind. One mind. And that's the most important thing. Don't take my word for it. Take God's word for it. And if anyone that you are connected to and studying with is coming and turning this into their word, then you probably have a problem. This is not about me. I am not all that special. I am just a minister of God. I am a minister of reconciliation, which takes me to another level of a minister of the word. Then it takes me to a minister that as an ambassador. An ambassador is just someone who opens up his mouth and says what the boss says. Exactly the way the boss said. Don't take it for granted to follow man in the way he done construed and then changed everything. Because let me just share this with you. As we get in this word, we got to have some confirmation. We can't just be going into a Bible study without some confirmation of why we're here. And this Bible study is going to go through the whole month of August. And if God says September, September. But we are going to dig deep into these scriptures together. And yes, I said the book of Hebrews. But God opened up a door right now to say, wait a minute, before you go, son, get this thing right with the people that you're speaking with. Watch this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14, it says, I know. Now, first of all, do you know that God is God? With all of the hocus pocus, all of the stuff going on in this world, all the things that would make you want to go back to the world, but do you know that God is God? Do you know? God is God all by himself. He don't need me. I don't make him. I'm not the key to anything. But if I am submissive and used by him, my God, then God can be seen through me. And he can be seen through you. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him, that which has already been and what is to has already been, and God requires an account of what is past. That should be very clear. You can't change God's word. Mm-mm. You better stick to the program. You cannot change what God has given us. You can't deny it. You can't question it. You can't overthink it. You have to know that what you know, that God did it. I know, I just heard that in the spirit. What about out of debt? What about? No, God didn't have nothing to do with that. Let's stop blaming God for violence. God is a God of love. Simple as that. As the people were representing him had a same spirit of love, same spirit of accord, and same spirit of mind, we might make some treads out here in these streets. Do you know that we got a battle going on in Watts right now between two same color gangs? Murder in the streets right now. This he ain't helping none either. But it ain't enough love being shared around because they watch us fight. You think they're going to listen to us? They look at us doing things separately. We ain't came together in no big pow. They ain't going to respect what we do. Because they come bigger than we do. They come grander than we do. They got more than we do. Because we're not willing to come together on one love, one accord, and one mind. I don't care what city, what state you live in. We can still help each other. Real. And we can do it through the word together. And I pray tonight, as we get ready to pray, I pray tonight that this is a eye-opener, not only for me, but for you. Because I will do better. And I will do better now. I don't have any other choices. I have no other choices. I don't have another way out. I don't have a backup plan. I only have one way, and that is Yahweh. Prophet David Armstrong, I use it again. But I have no way but Yahweh, Yahshua, my Christ Savior. Say that name ain't right. Say that name ain't right. Say that name. I could care less what you say in letter. But what do you say in spirit? Who is God? Yahshua the Christ, the Son of God that came for my sins. Simple as that. No controversy. I don't want to go back and forth with nobody. That's who he is to me. That don't mean I can't work with you. That don't mean that we can't help the communities. But I am not trying to, or am I ever going to try to, let someone persuade me from what I already know is the truth. And neither am I going to try to persuade them. I'm going to let them see through me what the truth is. One love, one accord, same mind. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? I ain't seen no stars. I ain't seen no hearts. Come on, over here on Facebook. Come on. I need, look. My team out there, I'll send it back to you. But I need 1,000 stars tonight. I'm just playing. What I need is 1,000, a million, a billion, trillion agreements. And if that's how God tells you to do it through the stars, then do it. If that's how he tells you to do it through the hearts, through the hearts. Let me get some hearts out there. But let us go forward on one accord. One love, one accord, same mind. One love, one accord, same mind. Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you that as we decrease, you increase. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that as we get out the way, you take total, just get in all of the way. We thank you, Lord, that as we submit with our vocals, with our eyes, our nose, all our five senses, Lord, let your will be done right now. And as you use me any way you see fit. Take what you've given me and twist it up that we all see in revelation, knowledge, what you have for us tonight. And we thank you. We glorify you. And we magnify you in Jesus' name. Now, you guys know I'm not one that keeps people long. I don't think that's the way to go. The 30 minutes is our study, and we've done great study already. But I just want to hit a couple of key points getting us ready for next Monday. Next Monday is going to be all in Hebrews, but if you come back, I know you heard what thus said the Lord. And if you don't, then that's because it didn't agree with you and it wasn't on the same accord that you. But what it will do for those of us that continue to connect, that means we have no limits anymore. And that we really see the possibilities of each other. And we really see that there is possibilities in other people too. So first of all, the book of Hebrews was a starter for what was to come, even though it had already happened. But I want to say that again. It was a acknowledgement as to what is to come, but that had already happened. Christ had already died on the cross. Christ had already sacrificed his life for us. Christ had already ascended back to heaven, okay? And there's a lot of controversy on who the author of this book was. It's very similar to a Paul writing. But they attested it to Barnabas. They attested it to Peter. They attested it to several other individuals. It was never really solid to who wrote this book. Now, I love that because I could care what the name on the front of the chapter is. I'm more willing to search the Word of God with the same love, the same accord, and the same mind to find that deep revelation that becomes applicable to each and every one of our lives. We're not just here to read. We're not just here to talk. We're here to get familiar. And we're going to ask God, give us understanding. And we are going to come before his altar for revelation. And we will not leave this place the same, because when we leave, we will have some application to work it in our lives. When? Now. Tomorrow is not promised. I don't care if it's every time you hear me preach, you're going to hear me say that from now on. Tomorrow is not promised. You and I must do what we have to do right now. Don't lay down tonight with your mind on something that you know ain't right. Don't lay down tonight with anger. Don't, you better get rid of it. You better call and get a forgiveness. You better get a right or wrong. But we got to stop letting our minds go with the rest of this world. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to constantly say, get out of here, get out of here. No more killing, no more stealing, no more destroying. Your mind is what is at battle. Your mind is what the enemy is after. And yes, he does come yet to kill, steal, and destroy, but not in this house no more. You will not kill, you will not steal, and you will not destroy. And for the audience that took on this book of Hebrews, it was there to challenge us to remain faithful in Christ. Yahshua, who is greater than any other hero of faith. Oh, yeah. The purpose of this book was to get some recognition that I don't care what they did. I don't care what the story said. I don't care what it was set up to be. There was none greater than Yahshua Christ. My Lord, none. And you see, we look at the giants of faith, and we put a name on Abraham, and we put a big name on Isaac and Joseph and David and all. But we have to know that by Christ, the only example we ever have to look at, and Hebrews is going to show us as we expound and go deep, there is no other example we need other than Jesus Christ. And yes, we are going to acknowledge. And yes, we are going to keep on lifting up and saying, yes, but we now are children of God. We are now, watch this, children of God. Let me just reiterate that one more time, because I want you to be ready next Monday when we get into chapter 1. We are children of God on another level. You don't have to go through Abraham. You don't have to go through Isaac. You don't have to go through nobody. You don't have to go through the priest, the pastors, or nothing. You can go because of this new covenant, and you must stay faithful to Christ is the only way to God. The only way. And that's the purpose of us going into his word. And I said, well, where do you want me to start? Because normally, if I start a Bible study, if anybody knows me that's done a Bible study with me, it's in Proverbs. I'd rather get cut first than later. Psalms is going to just rock your baby, and oh, hallelujah. And then you skip over to Proverbs and get beat up. Why not get beat up first? And because I know I heard him say Bible study, and he said, no, I want you to study Hebrews. And guess what? Not was he only better than any other hero in the Bible. He represented a better covenant. And let me tell you something. When you hear that word covenant, you better take this home and write it down right now. Covenant is from God, not from man. Man has nothing to do with covenant. Covenant is made through God. That means man can't break it. Man can only ignore it. Man can't rewrite it. Man can only just ignore it. Man can only ignore it, because everything God has done, we just said, is done and finished and complete. And we have to be willing. And I see some willing people tonight that will be back next Monday to go deep in this word that are probably calling me after, be like, oh, well, I need a couple of points because you got this hot. Look. Christ is greater than everything. You know, the angels, he's greater than angels. They worship him. Check this out. I'm going to blow your mind here before we close up. Hades is already under his foot. When he broke the veil, go study about the veil that was broken after the cross. Hades is on a waiting list, just like we are, hoping that we don't get it right. But good thing that he's not slacked in his promises, and that he desires that each and every one of us get it. And that's why we're here, that we all get it, and we all study this word. Now, read chapter 1 of Hebrews. We'll be back next Monday to expound on chapter 1 and maybe chapter 2. Because it's all right here, but God said no. I need you to be very explicit on why we're here and what we're here to do, and get commitment from those that heard what the God said through me. That means you'll be back next Monday. That means you'll be there on Wednesday morning for wake up, because you know all this word comes together. That means you'll be here on Sunday if you're here or if you're out of state. That means that you want to be a part of this covenant that God has given us, that we can all be on one accord. Amen? Amen? Fuhrer. Fuhrer means, that some people are like, what is Fuhrer? Fuhrer means familiarity, F, understanding, U, revelation, R, application, A. This is how I study the Word of God. Now, you may need more numbers. I need them 4, because I read everything I read 4 times. And I'm not saying I read it more and more, but I'm saying whenever God's put me into a study, I read first to get familiar, then to get understanding, then to receive revelation, and then I need application. I am looking for application in this word. It's not just here just to be letter. It's here to become spirit. And if God is blessing you to understand exactly what I just said and you know why you're here, come back next Monday. Let's go deep. Let's let God really, 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 really expound to us through his word as we agree. One love, one accord, one mind. I love you guys. Enjoy your evening. Let it go. Get in the word. Read chapter 1 of Hebrews tonight. And be ready for this next level. Amen. I love you guys. God bless you. Pastor Terry, thank you for being everywhere. I see you on Blog Talk, and nobody else showed up on Blog Talk, but we're going to keep it going. I see you on Instagram. I see you on Facebook. I see you all around, and I'm just thankful for your support and everyone else that is blessing and a part of this ministry. Amen. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And get your Bibles ready. Get your notepads ready. We'll be back next Monday, same time, 7 p.m. on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on YouTube, and on Blog Talk. Amen. We love you. God bless you guys. Good evening, family. Love you guys. Got to finish Bible study. I'm good, man. She's cooking right now. Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. She cooking right now. Hey, man. She cooking, man. I can't ruin her meal, bro. Hello? 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 I don't know. Your phone went out, man. You blurry. I said you went blurry. Yeah, she in there cooking, man. I can't. What's going on, man? Y'all good? Okay, yeah. Eat mine for me. Let me know how good it was. Put a little hot sauce on it. I know he got some of that good hot sauce over there, too. Oh, okay, you got it in the car. Okay, all right, that'll work. That's crazy. Yes, sir. I got some Louisiana over here. You need some? Oh, okay. All right, man. All right, let me finish posting these things. All right, peace. Yep.